spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York, New York. It's up to you.
Spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Bless the dark on benches in Central Park. Greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it
So,
what is our theme?
First of all, this is Mimi and Gracie.
Sure.
All the Geets. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And now, what is our theme?
Maybe you guessed it from the first two songs, but we're doing New York.
New York.
What does that mean, Mimi?
So, basically, we're doing songs about New York. I think probably mostly for our first part of the show. And then we're going to do more like bands and artists that started in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting. We decided on this because Gracie and I both got back recently from trips to New York.
Well, I'm going.
Or sorry.
I'm going tomorrow. And Mimi just got back a few weeks ago.
Yep. It's a good place.
Yeah, it's fun. And we did a Boston show a little bit ago.
Yeah.
So we thought, and there's like so many more New York songs, so this is like a lot easier.
Oh yeah, this is really fun. No, it's funny, like even when because I drove to New York, so when we were driving there, as we drove into the city, we kept thinking of songs that were New York themed to listen to while I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot.
There were a lot of songs. We probably listened to Empire State of Mind like 3 times. Yeah, so.
As you should.
Oh, for sure. But it was hilarious. Like, driving to New York, for those of you who haven't driven in New York, is actually the craziest thing I've ever done. Like, probably harder than brain surgery. Probably harder than flying a plane. Like, it was really difficult.
Uh-huh.
We, like, got in to the city. And first of all, there's, like, taxis everywhere, just cutting into the street, like cutting out, and then like just stopping all of a sudden to pick somebody up, which was unexpected because I was trying to drive in the left lane, which I learned just you can't do that. And then we stop at maybe like our third red light in New York City, and this guy gets out of his car, like parks his car, gets out of his car, and like turns around to the car behind him, because I guess like he almost hit him or something.
Right.
And he literally gets out of his car, starts like yelling at this guy.
Uh-huh.
And like kicks his car.
Oh my God.
And then the other guy opened up his door and they were about to get in a fight, and my friend that was in my car, of course, starts filming it. I was like, you're gonna get us killed. And so then we, like, as soon as the light turned green, we, like, drove away as fast as we possibly could because it was terrifying. But that's New York for you.
Yeah.
We were like, we're definitely in New York now. So that was a great New York welcome. But our first two songs that we played today were Theme from New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. And
a classic.
A classic. And Autumn in New York by Billie Holiday.
Two classics.
Two very much classics. Coming up next, we have some Billy Joel for you. New York State of Mind.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing. I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. And take the New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Oh, yeah. Touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Line. I don't care if it's Chinatown or Run Riverside. I don't have any reason. I left them all behind.
I'm in a New York state of mind. Cause I'm in a, I'm in a New York state of.
So, coming up next, we have kind of a special treat for you. Not like really, but it's exciting. Something a little different. So, a couple years ago, this video came out on YouTube, and it's basically Miles Davis improvising, and they overlaid the audio from that onto the song that already existed by LCD Sound System called New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. And so, without any editing, any tricks, they just stuck the two songs together, and it ended up sounding really awesome. And now it has, I think, over like 2 million views. So we wanted to play that song for you. This is Miles Davis improvising over New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the door to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart, Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. For kids who think it still exists. Yes, for those who think it And maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right.
Just pas ce qui est exactement.
Maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, just maybe you're right.
Gracie has been looking up some fun facts about New York while we've been listening to some music. So do you want to tell us some of those?
Sure. I'd love to, maybe.
All right.
Okay, Mimi, what do you think was the first U.S. Capitol?
Well, guessing from the fact that this is a New York-themed show,
yes,
I'm going to go with New York.
Okay. Thought I was going to get you there, but guess I didn't.
That is really interesting.
But did I tell you how long?
No, you did not. Actually, I think you might have.
Okay,
that's okay. Well, tell me anyway.
I didn't tell our fabulous listeners. So, it was only the Capitol for 1 year before relocating to D.C.
1 year. Interesting.
Which makes sense. Do you know why that happened, actually?
No, I was about to ask you that.
So, basically, like, there's a huge power struggle when our nation was being founded between, like, the North and the South, because ultimately they kind of represented, like, very different aspects of society.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was very concerned that the North was going to get a lot of power, or the South. It really didn't matter, like, depending on who you were, I guess. So they decided that they would split up, like, the two most important things, which is banks and government. And they asked people, like, what do you want? And New Yorkers said the banks. So the South was like, okay, we got the Capitol then. Which is so weird to me, because, I mean, I know in my heart that Virginia's in the South. But every time I think of D.C., like, I don't think of it as the South.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not at all. But I also, like, we weren't, like, America didn't include Florida at that time.
Right. No, I mean, it makes sense, like, especially considering it, like, at that time. But,
you interesting. Know.
Okay, and how much do you think we bought New York for? Just a guess.
I don't know.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
1652, I think.
Very cool.
And
Tell me that fact about what's illegal in New York.
Illegal? Oh, it's illegal to dance in New York.
Is it really?
Is that what you're talking about?
It's illegal to dance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of. Isn't it also illegal to honk your horn?
Oh, it's also, I forgot about that one. It's illegal to honk your horn.
Wow.
Unless it's for an emergency.
I feel like those are two very, like, characteristic things of New Yorkers, is dancing and honking their horns.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, it's weird because it's like they had this law in the book to try and suppress jazz, because that was, like, really, you know, a big thing in New York. It kind of originated there. So, like, they would say, like, no dancing at jazz clubs is, like, it's kind of a way to, like, detract from their appeal. Of course, nobody listens. I mean, it's one of those things where the law's still in the book, but they just don't enforce it at all. But that's kind of weird. So you can't legally dance in New York.
Very interesting. So before we continue, We have a PSA for you. Just go ahead and take a listen.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Those are so fun.
It's a little nerdy, but classic Tufts, you know?
Classic. All right, coming up next, we have a live performance of New York by St. Vincent. Enjoy.
New York is in New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. Call you from first. I've been new. We're the only other sucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love. Back to you, love. So far for a home run with some blue blood. If I last draw you on eighth, I've been new. We're the only other sucker in the city who can stand me. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do. But for you, darling, I'd do it all again. New York isn't New York without you, love. Too few of our old crew left on Astor. So if I trade our hood for some Hollywood, where you're the only other sucker in the city who would. Only other sucker in the city who would. Only other sucker in the city who would forgive me. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again.
All right, so before we continue, because we're going to have a big genre change right now.
Yeah, we figured we can't go from St. Vincent to, like, New York rap artists, so.
So Coming up next, we have people that originated in New York.
Well, I feel like this is like the big, like, you know, East-West rap thing. Okay, that's not fair. So we start with a little Grandmaster Flash, who, you know, in the Bronx in the 70s, like, helped to invent the entire genre of rap, which is pretty cool. Then we have Nas, who's definitely, like an East, in a East versus West battle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Beastie Boys, because I like them.
Okay, great. So starting with White Lines, here we go.
Freeze! black, it's time.
Word, word, it's time, it's time, man.
Alright, begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. We're fake niggas, don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. No. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition. A pain, I'm like Scarface, sniffing it, holding an instant snake. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, illusion hoes left in my peacoes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me an iron and out the beat froze. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at big sets, trying to sell some broken amps. G packs get off quick forever. Again, talkish, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Again, be running through the block, shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The M was in the grass, and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked up M got two brothers back up. The M spit, and that was hitting. Again, one ran. I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream. My arms shook, couldn't look. Gave another squeeze, heard it click. Yo, my niche is stuck. Tried to knock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three pillows caught up in the nash bar. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see us. Now I'm hobby. It's like the game ain't the same. Got young and tugging, pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Cruise without guns upon us in broad daylight. Stick up kids, they run up on us. Our fourth exist, yeah. Max and facts, same diggins to catch you back to back. Snatching your cracks in black. Yo, is a snitch on the block, getting diggins knocked. So hold your stash to the fourth. Price drop. I know this girl kid who says she got a bumps nice now. And if it's good, she'll bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you got a slot on a vacation. Inside information keeps large ziggins erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Your state. We having dreams that I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, holding S's, making sure the cash came correct. Then I step investments and stock, sewing up the box to sell. Out winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nugget walking with his finger on the hook. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a snuff with it, now have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the fish, my blend tape plays. The looks are strays, young sisters is braids. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the island is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get out. I just max. I dream I could sit back and lamp like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a group, and just with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about pounds I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Hey, Mimi, would you live in New York?
I actually would. Every time I go there, I'm like overwhelmed for maybe the first 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, this is really exciting. I enjoy
right.
this.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, I mean, I don't see myself living there for the rest of my life, but I definitely think it's a cool city.
Yeah.
What really gets me is how expensive it is.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Right.
When we went there, I think my budget was like a certain number, and I think I spent like three times that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. But it's a cool city. It's exciting. And I think it's a good place to live if you're young and you want to have adventures and do crazy things.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part of New York?
Mm-hmm.
Like location or like aspect of it?
Open to interpretation.
Okay. I really like how there's so many people. Like, I mm-hmm. think there's a lot of diversity, and you can kind of go to different parts of the city and just, like, experience a completely different city, which is really
yeah,
cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that's definitely, like, that's one of the things that kind of I don't like about Boston is I feel like it's very homogenous.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in Los Angeles. But, like, that's kind of the same thing where, like, I mean, especially because, like, you have to drive. Like, you know, like 20 minutes in between like cities, like it literally feels like you're going to a different place. Like
mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills is so different than the Valley, then so different than like Echo Park, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the same way with New York or like Boston. You like could drive for an hour and everything would look exactly the same and be exactly the
Completely.
Same.
Completely. Not that Denver is any different, but that is an aspect of Denver I don't enjoy as much. But yeah, New York is great. I think, well, we're actually looking up what the state song of New York is.
Tell us about it, Mimi.
It's called I Love New York, but I've never listened to it, so I think us and the listeners can all...
We'll hear it for the first time together.
Yeah, it's by Steve Carman.
Who is that?
You know, I couldn't tell you, but We could just listen to part of it, maybe.
Okay, well, we'll see what we think.
Okay, here we go. We can comment on it while it plays. Some groovy sounds.
I feel like there's so many songs about New York, i.e., like every song we played, that like I don't know if you have to like commission someone to create a new song. You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, it's 1977. No,
they
you're
had
right.
Frank Sinatra's I'm New sure. York, New York. So they just didn't need anything else.
Why did they choose this one? It's very exciting. Oh, I can picture myself like driving through the streets of New York.
Like people are smiling.
Eyes
at you.
Bright.
Yeah, totally.
Or like walking and just pacing with like my arms swinging on my sides and just feeling like I'm ready to take the world. Are there no lyrics to this song?
This is like, do you watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Where that young girl gets off the bus and she's like really bright eyed and she like looks at Liz Lemon and she's like, "What does a nice young prostitute do for work in this city?"
Oh my gosh. Oh, so they just literally say "I love New York" over and over again. Some creative lyrics here. Oh, here
we go. Oh no, that's a lie. Play it a little louder.
Okay. It kind of feels like a Disneyland parade.
Yeah. That's like very accurate.
Yeah? But you can't help but dance to it, you know?
It's catchy, but I don't know that I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's an earworm.
Yeah.
It feels like I could listen to this in an elevator.
Oh, completely. Yeah. It's a good one. I didn't know states had state songs, so I guess that's pretty cool.
Does Colorado have one?
Maybe. We'll have to look that up while we play our next song.
I think, should we do Give My Regards to Broadway?
Sure. That sounds great. Here we go. Oh. Sorry about that. Let me turn off the I Love New York song before we start playing Give My Regards to Broadway. All right.
Yeah.
Dear old Coney Isle, if there you chance to be, when you're at the Waldorf, have a smile and charge it up to me. Mention my name every place you go, as round the town you roam. Wish you'd call on my gal, now remember, old pal, when you get back home. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Oh, oh my gosh!
It's going on right now, Johnny. Just watch for the skyrocket.
Did you ever see two Yankees part upon a foreign shore? When the good ship's just about to start for old New York once more. With tear-dimmed eye, they say goodbye, they're friends without a doubt. Then the man on the pier shouts,
"Let 'em clear!"
As the ship strikes out.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Remember me to Herald Square.
Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Okay. Favorite Broadway musical. I have to do it.
Oh, man. Well, you know I have to go with a classic for that. Wait, you could probably guess.
Is it Les Mis?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I could guess yours.
Well, you know what mine is.
Yeah, right.
Right. Although I've been doing a lot of Spring Awakening recently.
Interesting.
Like, a lot.
Do you need to do your rent monologue for the world to hear?
New York City, center of the universe. That's like, it's part of, I think it's Santa Fe.
It's, yeah, don't they say it like in the subway?
Yeah, they say in the subway, exactly. Mm-hmm. I was visiting my friend because my friend goes to NYU, and I was just like in such a weird mood, I think, because like I had been on a bus for like 5 hours, and I like get off and like just start screaming that in the street. And my friend is like, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
But this isn't the only time she's done this. Like, she does this consistently.
It's a fun song.
Like, I think you've said that to me more than once.
In Boston. Yes, that's true.
In Boston.
It's just, it's a great city. It's why we're honoring it today. What's our last song?
So, what is a New York show without some Empire State of Mind?
I just don't think it's a real New York show.
All right. So, this has been Mimi and Gracie. You've been listening to
All the Geets.
And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good rest of your week and enjoy our culminating song.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.